Audio Mode Day 10, June 10th, 2015, Boss Jack Report. Intro, Take the Salsa Route by Freaky Foof. There it is, the carousel music. The calliope music from the mini disc collection. Collecting dust in a bin. Unlabeled. Unable to dig through for fear, clutter, confusion. Audio Mo Day 10, hashtag Audio Mo, hashtag Audio Mo. If you're doing it, or if you're enjoying it, search the web, search Twitter for hashtag Audio Mo. Let's talk a bit more about the Apple Watch today. So our buddy Paul Culligan, Paul Culligan at C-O-L-L-I-G-A-N on Twitter, just hipped us to a pretty cool article on TechCrunch. One that I think everybody should check out, because I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. The article is called Apple Watch is about to become a perfect podcasting machine. This one by Daryl Etherington on TechCrunch makes some very interesting points about some of the updates in Apple Watch OS 2. Now, I think you should go read the article, but I'll help you with some cliff notes, food for thought. Because of the new OS giving apps deeper access for native watch apps, couple cool things happen. One, for podcast listening apps out there, you'll be able to listen to long-form, locally stored podcast recordings. And these will, they won't play through the speaker. These long-form audio pieces will continue to play even if an app is closed. Seems to be, you know, similar to the audio session stuff going on in iOS. And it works with Bluetooth headphones connected to the watch. So it gets kind of interesting for people out running, people in the kitchen. You get locally stored content on the watch. Long form stuff. So developers that are making podcatchers out there are going to be able to do that. Store some long form podcast content at the watch level. And stream it directly from the watch to headphones. And that's pretty cool. Because it is, or maybe, a really, really great podcast listening companion. Kind of the dream of the iPod Shuffle come true as a podcast listener. And additionally, in this TechCrunch article, it talks about the ability to record. So it sounds like there are going to be OS level recording in the watch at three different quality levels. And what does this mean as, you know, having a microphone with you at every moment of your life? You know, they say about the camera, the best camera is the one that you always have with you in your pocket. But in this case, you've got the audio recorder. I mean, that's a good 10 milliseconds to grab your phone if you have a thought. You gotta grab your phone, launch an app, and you know, inspiration strikes. You want to get it, you want to lay it down as quickly as possible. The watch is going to be right there, and literally instantaneous access to potentially recording stuff when inspiration strikes. How would you use that, the Apple Watch? Would it be note taking? Would it be sort of like, here's a little bit here, here's a little bit there? Would you want to produce an entire show on your watch, on your wrist, a podcast studio on your wrist? I don't know. I'm trying to think, of course. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. We're not sure. We're just trying to digest all this information about the watch, about iOS 9, about OS 10. You know, I haven't utilized, I haven't even got my hands on a watch yet, really, to test. And so, you know, checking on Twitter to see how many users out there have Apple Watches and trying to figure out how that fits into your life. You know, when that iPad first came out, a lot of people wrote it off, said it was a big iPhone. I said before, this was one of the reasons I loved it. I was like, yes, I don't want OS X in a tablet. I want iOS. It's so streamlined and fast. But I don't feel like there was that the same amount of interest. I mean, sure, people are talking about the watch and whether it's reasonable, whether people want that in their lives, interrupting them, or where it fits in, or trying to find killer applications like fitness tracking, like notifications, like home automation. But I, you know, personally, I feel like there's a little bit more energy, people trying to sort of digest just what this means as a platform. Because it is, it's very much probably more akin to the launch of the iPhone and less like the iPad launch, because the iPad launch was familiar in a lot of ways. It was still a thing you held in your hands, you picked it up. But this wearable thing, it's a whole different ballgame. So, challenge to you guys. Just love to hear your thoughts about the Apple Watch. You can, you know, maybe you hate it. Maybe you think it's filled with infinite possibilities. But as listeners of audio, as podcast creators, as podcast fans, TechCrunch has got an interesting little article there. So I would definitely recommend the article on TechCrunch. Apple Watch is about to become a perfect podcast machine, is what you can Google. Thanks to Paul Culligan for dropping that under our radar. All right, Audio Mode Day 10, going to sign off here. Hope everybody's having fun. Talk to you again tomorrow.